You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. It's the 30th of December, the year 2020. All today's top headlines and your calls in just a minute. But first, here's the newest report by John Bowne.
Decrepit multimillionaire Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
What took so long? What took so long is because we could not get our Republican colleagues to crush the virus. I couldn't understand it. Why would they not want to invest in the science that has told us so importantly that it required testing, tracing, treatment, separation, sanitation, and the rest?
Creepy Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We all know that President Trump has made the economy a mess by how he treated the pandemic. We all know that President Biden is entering his presidency in an economic deep hole caused by President Trump.
And their minions of anti-America media filth have persevered and bamboozled America into accepting the crumbs of a long and chaotically negotiated stimulus package benefiting everyone the world over, except the people paying for it.
I think as he leaves office, he will, I understand he wants to be remembered for advocating for big checks, but the danger is he'll be remembered for chaos and misery and erratic behavior if he allows this to expire.
He did tell us that he alone would fix the country's problems. What he didn't mention was that he would create many of those crises and then act like he solved them.
We have an extraordinary narcissist, pathologically narcissistic, in the White House. He said, well, yes, I know there were intense negotiations. You passed a $908 billion bill. It has, you know, extending unemployment, it has direct payments, it has this, that, and everything else. But you know what? I've now decided that I'm going to jump into the game and I want $2,000. Well, I want $2,000. The American people want $2,000. They need it, given the economic crisis. So what we need to do is have the president sign that bill today, right now.
I think the fact that the president, as you said, deep sixed this bill and then went off to Mar-a-Lago to have his holiday when unemployment benefits ran out yesterday. And you look at what is in that bill on the COVID relief side, $400 million for food banks. How many times have we talked about the lines of Americans sitting in their cars, stretching miles, sometimes down highways?
I don't know what kind of game he's playing. I don't know what the Republicans are going to do. But, you know, they're all frightened of him and he's intimidated them. They don't have any guts, and so let's see if he's going to make them come up with support for the $2,000.
It was vetoed for nonsensical reasons, this whole Section 230, which has nothing to do with national defense or the NDAA. Somebody just got in the president's ear and convinced him.
Neglecting a United States rocked by COVID shutdowns and economic disaster, the career politicians broke the stalemate and put a gun to the head of the American taxpayer and their duly elected president.
The reason you get these massive bills is that Congress is supposed to break those down into 12 bills during the year, but they're lazy and they don't, so they throw it all together at one bill at the end of the year and essentially challenge any president to either sign it or shut the government down. But I think the president was sending the message that Congress is broken, and it is. I think a lot of us were relieved he did sign the bill, because I don't think it was a plan if he didn't, but I don't think he's happy about it.
The Democrats pushed the stimulus into the Christmas season, knowing full well that President Trump would have no other option than to sign it or bear the brunt of carrying the burden of allowing 12 million Americans to lose their jobless benefits. Billions of foreign aid will now pour out of our tax dollars, filling the coffers of New World Order pet projects.
When was the last time you spoke with the president about this?
I don't speak to the president. Speak
Why
to
not?
His,
Why
his
not
representative.
Call him? Why not call him and say, Mr. President, let's work out a deal. It's not going to be everything you want, not going to be everything I want, but there are so many Americans right now who are in desperate need. Let's make a deal.
What makes me amused, if it weren't so sad, is how you all think that you know more about the suffering of the American people than those of us who are elected by them to represent them at that table.
I implore you, my fellow Americans, to send your $600 check back to the pit of hell it came from. John Bowne reporting.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? Is this the guy that called in about living defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of living defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about living defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of living defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about living defense, living defense, living defense.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 30th of December, the year 2020. Welcome to Infowars.com and Band.video's American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. We'll be taking your calls all day today as we talk about some of this breaking news. Very interesting things coming out of Washington, coming out of Georgia, coming out of Pennsylvania. We'll get to all of that and more. I love this, the headline. Why have murder rates absolutely skyrocketed all over America in 2020? Gosh, if only we could figure this out. If only we could draw some lines between, I don't know, defund the police and the fact the police aren't stopping people from murdering each other. It's just baffling. I don't understand it. It's like when Germany dedicates tens of thousands of dollars to investigating why the rate of sexual assault goes up in migrant dense areas. What could it be? We wonder. Yeah, we're starting early, folks, today. It's still early in the morning. Here, it's 8:07 a.m. Central Standard Time, but we're already getting intense. Today's top story, Swiss Canton says a person has died after getting the COVID-19 shot, but it's unclear if there's a link. Yeah, we don't really know. We don't know if defunding the police has caused the rise in crime. Yeah, we're just not sure. We don't know if the person that we gave the vaccine to who then died but was healthy otherwise, we don't know if that caused it. We just don't know, by God. We're not scientists, after all. We have to trust the scientists. Let them tell us what's going on here because we just can't think for ourselves. It's absolutely insane. Tons of stuff coming out from, again, all over the country. This Pennsylvania story that we covered yesterday of the 200,000 vote discrepancy or thereabouts is gaining more traction from the Gateway Pundit. Pennsylvania certified results for president are found in error. The error is twice the size of difference between the candidates. There's also a lot of news coming out of Georgia. It's a family affair in Georgia, apparently. You have Stacey Abrams' sister is a federal judge, apparently, and she has blocked the cleaning up of the voter rolls in two very important counties. There's also Raffensperger, I think his name is. He's the Secretary of State for Georgia, and his brother, Raffensperger, Georgia Secretary of State, Raffensperger's brother Ron is chief tech officer at Huawei's Enterprise Storage Solutions Company. Huawei is banned from the U.S. Their chips are, that's the major tech company in China, because of Chinese spying using that technology. Meanwhile, the brother of the Secretary of State of Georgia, Ron Raffensperger, is the chief tech officer at Huawei's Enterprise Storage Solutions Company. Yeah, this is how America gets sold out from the inside. It's absolutely incredible. We'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now, right off the bat here. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call about any and all of the topics that we are discussing here today. We also have some great videos for you. And by great, I mean terrifying, frustrating, hilarious. We run the gamut here. We can always laugh at Joe Biden, his brain just falling apart in real time. Hilarious, also incredibly worrying. Again, we're going to run the gamut here. But let's talk about this
supposed death from the COVID-19 shot. This alleged death. Swiss Canton says person died after getting the COVID-19 shot, but it's unclear if there's a link. They're just not sure. A Swiss person who was among the first in the country to be vaccinated with a COVID-19 shot later died. Officials in the canton of Lucerne said on Wednesday, though they did not indicate whether the death was related to inoculation. We are aware of the case, the spokesperson said, adding that the matter had been referred to Swiss drugs regulator Swissmedic. The canton did not release details, including the time that elapsed between when the person received the shot and when the death occurred. Lucerne was the site of the first vaccinations in Switzerland beginning last week with a shot from Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech, given primarily to elderly people. Switzerland has given has received 107,000 vaccine doses so far and expects to get a quarter million per month starting next year. Swissmedic could not immediately be reached for comment. Incredible, incredible information. Now, there is a article here at Infowars.com called Super COVID is spreading in the United States. Should we be scared? New mutant strain of the virus, commonly known as Super COVID, is creating a tremendous amount of panic in the UK. Just another one of these little predictions that people like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci made when they're like, oh, there's another one coming. There's going to be another strain. It's coming. It's going to be even bigger as they're like trying to hide their giddiness. They're like, it's going to be so bad. There's so many people are going to die. And they're just like, just giddy, just happy. Just like, we're going to need a new vaccine. We're going to need new lockdowns. It's terrible. It's going to be terrible. These psychopaths. In this article, the important part or the part I want to draw attention to in this article is the fact that it lists just a small sampling, just a little taste here of the side effects that we're experiencing with the COVID-19 vaccine. I've seen some reports suggesting that up to 3% of the people that get the vaccine experience some sort of debilitating side effect. That is a side effect that prevents you from living your life normally. Perhaps you have to go to the hospital. Perhaps you just don't have operation of your face anymore. That might be one of the side effects. 3% of the people that get, so your likelihood of dying from COVID-19, 0.03%. Likelihood of getting a reaction from the vaccine, 3%. That's massive different. A little interesting thing to consider, including a rather large amount of people who within the first 30 minutes suffer severe life-threatening anaphylactic shock. It's really incredible. I pointed this out earlier, but the idea that there's not going to be any side effects. Vaccines are very safe. We don't have to worry about this. There's not going to be any side effects. And it's like, wow, look at all these side effects. And it's like, side effects are totally normal. Side effects happen all the time. What are you worried about? It's like, these people want to have their cake and eat it too. Pace of vaccine, this is from thehill.com. Pace of vaccinations falls short of estimates, prompting alerts. Alert. We're falling short of vaccine distribution. As recently as mid-December, the Trump administration touted an ambitious goal, 20 million COVID-19 vaccinations by the end of the year. That is a massive number. That's really incredible. 20 million. Huge. Of course, it's less than 10% of the American population. That's something to consider, especially when Dr. Anthony Fauci, Lord and Savior himself, has said that we need 90% vaccination in America. Let's just do the math here. If it's going to take us over a year to do 20 million and he wants us to do over 200 million, it's going to take at least 10 years to get to that moment. So we're just in a perpetual vaccination state where we have new variations of COVID cropping up. We have these massive side effects with the vaccine. The vaccine might also kill you. It almost certainly will make you infertile, man or woman. You have a 3% chance around that of getting a adverse reaction for a disease that has a 99.97 survival rate. But to get herd immunity, as Anthony Fauci says, we need to vaccinate 90% of the population, while vaccinating under 10% of the population is going to take a year. I did the calculations to get to 90% at the rate that it's actually going right now, at least using the Texas numbers, We're looking at a 50-year time span. 50 years to get to 90%. A lot can happen in 50 years. This is just insane. Obviously, I don't trust the vaccine. I don't trust anything Anthony Fauci says. But just using their own logic and their own numbers, it's literally impossible. It will be literally impossible to vaccinate 90% of the people, even if the vaccines worked like they pretend like they work. We're still looking at 50 years, 50-year time span. Even their most ambitious estimates are at least 10 years. So 10 years of vaccinations, 10 years of lockdowns, 10 years of, you can't do anything. We got to keep vaccinating people. More people being born, more people being vaccinated. Of course, they won't be being born because everybody who gets vaccinated won't be able to have babies. So maybe it'll solve itself. Maybe this is a self-correcting sort of problem that we have. Your call's on the other side.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and of course the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is going to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I told you in the last segment that 3% of the people who get the vaccine experience severe systemic adverse reaction. Would you believe that that was vastly underrepresenting the case? According to this Vox News article, 16% of people who got the shot in clinical trials experienced a severe systemic adverse reaction. A classification the FDA uses to refer to side effects like fever or fatigue that require medical attention and prevent people from going about their daily activities. I mean, let me just, we'll go to your calls in just a second, but I mean, you have to understand what is going on. What is going on here? First of all, there has never been in the history of medicine an RNA vaccine. Never been approved, never been put forward. That's why the common cold has no vaccine. That's an RNA virus. It's actually a type of coronavirus. Never been an RNA vaccine. Brand new type of vaccine that acts in a way unlike any other vaccines that have been on the market before. Most vaccines, the normal ones, the not unique RNA vaccines, the normal vaccines, on average, 10 to 15 years for approval. I think the shortest time between creation and approval was something like 6 years. I may even be undercutting it there. This was, this vaccine, COVID vaccine, developed in about 6 months. Okay. I mean, it's just for a disease that has a 99.97 survival rate for young, healthy people. On top of that, if you do get the vaccine, 16% of people who get the shot in clinical trials experience a severe, in other words, debilitating adverse reaction that requires medical attention. Meanwhile, you have examples like this. A New York doctor was diagnosed with the coronavirus 4 days after he received the first dose of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. On the West Coast, a nurse in San Diego was diagnosed with COVID 8 days after getting the vaccine, over and over and over again. So here's a vaccine created in a hurry. The vaccine companies shielded from blowback, from being sued for any adverse reaction. Meanwhile, you have the New York Times saying, here's why vaccinated people still need to wear the mask. So it's like, so you got the first death reported after getting the COVID-19 shot. It's unclear if there's a link. Yeah, we'll leave that fuzzy. Unclear if the vaccine just kills you outright. What we know is that some people get Bell's palsy from it. So here's a vaccine that will not prevent you from getting the disease. It will not prevent you from spreading the disease. You'll still have to wear a mask. You'll still have to lock down. You'll still have to social distance. There's a 16% chance you'll get a debilitating severe adverse reaction. This is all from mainstream sources. What the hell's going on? Is everybody crazy? And it's going to be mandated. And Fauci says that we need 90% of America vaccinated, and the most ambitious vaccination schedule is 20 million a year, meaning it would take 10 years to get to that 90% threshold, ignoring all other attributing factors. This is insanity. This is literal global insanity we're being subjected to here. Is any of this getting through to the mainstream public? Or are they just like very happily getting this vaccine because they're idiots? I don't know, but I'm going to go out to your phone calls right now. Let's go to Anonymous. Anon in New Jersey. Talking about the vaccine itself. Thanks for calling in, Anon. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning to you.
Congratulations, first of all, to you and your wife with your new blessing of a baby.
Thank you very much. Very blessed.
You're welcome. I was listening to Alex, and he was talking about some of the ingredients on the vaccine cocktail, and one of them that stuck out to me was the DNA from this aborted fetus from the 1960s, and he also said that that was, like, one that kept being cloned. I just wanted to know, like, it was very curious and like maybe somebody has done the research on who was this fetus, who was it, who did it belong to, and why did this one that they were so obsessed with get cloned and was put in? What made the cut? What made this one special?
Mm. Yeah, I'll have to look into that a little bit more because I'm not exactly familiar with exactly what Alex was talking about, but I know this has been a point of speculation for a lot of people for a long time, is that, you know, when you see the absolutely massive spike in autism related to the spike in vaccines, or at least corresponding to it, and a lot of people saying they, you know, my kid was normal and then he got a vaccine and then he got autism, and there was sort of a, you know, occasional stories like that that provided evidence. The speculation is maybe this aborted fetus where they got these cells from had some birth defects, had some stuff wrong with it, and that genetic material is being passed down, you know, through the vaccines to the people that it's injected with. Now, this gets even more concerning when you have something like RNA that's literally rewriting your genetic code. That's how it works. It's not introducing the, you know, a facsimile of the virus in order to get your body used to it in the way that normal vaccines work, supposedly. It's actually rewriting your genetic code. So what if it's rewriting your genetic code with sort of faulty genetic code from this, you know, aborted fetus that they use? And the crew just had the headline up there. Vatican says use of COVID vaccines made from aborted fetal tissue is ethical. It's perfectly ethical, they say. Vatican told Roman Catholics on Monday it was morally acceptable for them to use the COVID-19 vaccines, even if their production employed cell lines drawn from the tissues of aborted fetuses. So interesting, because, you know, at the same time, you have the mainstream media saying, here's the conspiracy theory about aborted fetuses. There's no aborted fetuses in our vaccine. Meanwhile, like, the authorities are like, yes, there are aborted fetuses, but it's ethical and fine. Okay, I think that's up to us to decide whether that's ethical or okay. And, you know, as you point out, who is this aborted fetus? Is this, why are they using this one? Why do they need to use this? It's a lot of questions, and it's very creepy, and it's just another level of the insanity, you know, going on with this vaccine. It's utterly absurd. Let's go now to Guy in Michigan talking about coordinating reopening. Thanks for calling in, Guy. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for everything you guys do.
Thank you.
Think everyone everywhere needs to reopen all at the same time in a coordinated way. January 6th at noon, if they're a restaurant or retailer, 5 o'clock if they're a bar or evening restaurant, and if they can't get open by January 6th, then same schedule for January 20th. Everywhere, every state, every country, no restrictions.
I think that's a great idea, Guy. I want to hold you on the line. We're about to go to break, but I want you to come back and flesh this idea out, because that's exactly what we need. Mass civil disobedience. We need a critical mass of people to ignore the laws. They cannot arrest all of us all at the same time. They can't shut down every business in an entire city. I think that's a great idea. This can be a new movement. And I think January 6th is a great time to do it. All the media will be distracted by what's going on in Washington, D.C. I think that's a great idea. Maybe we'll print up flyers, give them out to businesses around your state and say January 6th at noon, we're opening, and they can't do anything about it. Mass civil disobedience is exactly what we need.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you, because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. Then we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video.
Fight for Trump.
On January 6th in Washington, D.C.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun.
It's 1776 time!
On November 14th, hundreds of thousands of American patriots gathered in the nation's capital to stop the biggest election steal in American history.
America is going under leftist martial law, and if the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden is able to get in there, he will put America under permanent lockdown siege until we're brought to our knees.
Tell it!
Hundreds of thousands returned to D.C. in December.
We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order.
January 6th, fight for Trump. D.C., be there.
We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. This is our new call-in format show where most of the program will be taken up by your phone calls. Who do we have calling? Is he still on the line or did we lose him? Well, I guess we lost him. But he had a great idea, which was to reopen. Oh, it is Guy in Michigan. Okay, yeah, coordinating reopening. Okay, Guy, I think this is a fantastic idea. Reopening all across America, getting tens of thousands of restaurants and small businesses to band together and agree on a certain date. I think January 6th is as good of a date as any to say we are opening at noon regardless of what the state says. Because here's the deal. We have to stand up against this right now. We cannot let this get any farther, and I'm about to read you a story that explains exactly why. This is from The Spectator. Salon owner files lawsuit over Oregon governor threatening to have CPS take her kids for defying lockdown. Taking her children for defying lockdown and opening up her small business. Glamour salon owner Lindsay Graham, says that the governor began terrorizing her after she defied lockdown orders and reopened her salon in May. She was fined $14,000 for the defiance. She says, quote, "As soon as I tried to open my doors against the governor's mandate back in May, she came at me with the full weight of the state," Graham told Fox News during an interview with the Ingram Angle on Monday. She terrorized myself, terrorized my stylist, and terrorized my family. She took every government agency she could. She put her full weight into intimidating me into closing, including sending Child Protective Services to my home and threatening the removal of my children. According to Graham, 3 days after she opened her salon, Child Protective Services showed up at her home and interviewed her children without her presence. She added that they, quote, opened a full-blown case against me, which was completely bogus and unwarranted, and it didn't come until I shot back at them with the threat of a lawsuit that they backed down. This is where we're going if we don't stand up. You will literally have your children taken away. And I don't need to tell you the stories, the horror stories about what happens to children who are taken into CPS custody, like the couple here in Austin that were caught smoking weed, smoking a joint in their own backyard, had their child taken away. The child was then beaten to death in Child Protective Services. This is the threat that we're under. If you defy these nonsensical, unscientific, just absolutely arbitrary and draconian lockdown orders, they will throw every ounce of power the state has to destroy your life, to separate your children from you, to come to your house and forcibly remove your children from you for daring to open your small business, contrary to their dictates. This is where we're headed immediately. So I want to play a quick video of what one small business owner did to, at least in some small way, stand up against these absurd and draconian orders, and then we'll learn about what happened to him after he tried to do this. And then I want to hear from a guy in Michigan about how we fight back. Here's a restaurant owner in California blockading the health inspector's car in protest after receiving a citation for outdoor dining.
Yeah, because he wants to come in here and say no one can work, so he can't work either.
Where do you work?
Bread and Barley, right there.
Are you, what's his brother?
I'm Carlos Roman.
This guy. Yeah. The owner of Bread and Barley?
Yes.
Okay. So you're the owner of Bread and Barley, right? So, this guy's saying that you can't work?
Yes.
Do you know who works at?
Health department.
The health department?
Yeah, he decided to come today and take pictures of people outside and say that you got to find us and we can't work out here. So if we can't work, he can't work.
Okay, can you do me a favor?
I'm not moving. Better get your supervisor on. Yeah, John fucking Curly. Because I ain't in my truck.
The chief is not coming.
Someone's coming. I'm not moving.
We're talking to him, right? He's not going to be but so the traffic can get through, can move it forward.
This is what happens when people get desperate.
He's not going to go.
I'm desperate.
Okay, he's not
going. Who's going to pay her car payment? Who's going to pay my cook's rent?
Listen, I will get a supervisor out here for you, but just so it's not hard on us, the traffic can help you.
I want it to be hard on everyone. I want everyone to see how hard this shit is. Everyone that wants to come out here and eat, they can't. Everyone that wants to drive down Citrus and visit one of the restaurants, but they can't. This guy needs to know how hard it is. That's what he needs to know. You're out here enforcing, doing your job. Did you get a paycheck on Friday? Did you get a paycheck? My people don't. I bet you got a paycheck, didn't you? You're just doing your job, right? We're all in this together. When I go to the bank, do I tell the bank the health department said it's okay? The health department said I don't have to pay you? The health department said I can't make a living?
Hey, sir.
I can't make any money?
Sir.
Is that what I tell the bank?
Sir, can you step up here for me, please?
What do I tell my employees? What do I tell my employees? He's out here enforcing it. You don't enforce a fucking rule without any consequences.
Sir,
there's consequences to everything in this world.
Can you come out over here, please?
There's consequences.
Sir.
Do you know the consequences?
They, you know that feeling, you know that feeling that you get when you try to get something done with a large corporation, when you have a problem with your internet provider and you give them a call and you get nothing but bureaucratic doublespeak that makes no sense, and the people that could do whatever they wanted, they just don't, because the system says they can't, and they just, sorry, sir, I can't make that decision. The computer says right here, sorry, and that frustration that you feel. Now imagine that backed up with the full force of the armed guards from the state, this health inspector, who, by the way, the story behind this is that, so in California, first they said, okay, only outdoor dinings. Restaurants spent tens of thousands of dollars to build these new, to build the plexiglass things and to build the outdoor dining areas. Spent tens of thousands of dollars. They said, yeah, not good enough. You can't even have outdoor dining. So this company says, all right, we're just going to have just to go, just takeaway orders only. People come there, they ordered their food, they got their food, then they went and sat on a public bench outside of that restaurant. This health inspector shows up, takes a photo of it, and then gives the guy a citation for violating the outdoor dining ban. Now, this guy stages a little protest, says, hey, if I can't work, you can't work, to the health inspector, this, you know, just system bug man that's there to tattle on people. He blocks his truck in and says, hey, if you can't work, I can't work. What do you think happened to this guy's restaurant, Bread and Barley? It got closed down. It got completely shut down. The state shut him down for daring to resist their nonsensical, inaccurately applied, and devastating orders. As he points out, what am I supposed to tell the bank? The health inspector says I can't pay back my loan. Am I supposed to tell my landlord? The health inspector says I can't pay my rent this month. No, it doesn't work that way. These people have no consequence for their actions. They just shut down your business and then go about their merry way collecting their payment for being a bug, for being a little bug man serving the state. So if you dare to stand up against it, they'll shut your business down. They'll take your children away. Guy in Michigan, how do we coordinate the reopening? How do we get every restaurant across the nation to have faith that they will not be alone and that they can all stand up together? And if they all open at once, they can't stop us all. How do we do this, Guy?
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose, brother.
Mm.
So what people need to do is make flyers, make posters, and coordinate with local business owners and get the business owners in contact with each other. My slogan for it is reopen like it's 1999. I wrote a little thing I started pasting into influencer channels on YouTube because I don't have any reach. So I said everyone, everywhere, every country needs to reopen like it's 1999. Even if you just sell glasses of water, open January 6th at noon or 5 p.m. For those who can't open so quickly, January 20th at noon or 5 p.m., time as appropriate for your business. Make flyers, posters, coordinate with other local businesses. Everyone, everywhere, no restrictions. Force enforcement to leave if they show up. You have the right. You are on private property. So I think that the big thing is people need to just really make business owners aware, get business local business groups that maybe have meetings, because if they don't start doing it now, they're never, ever going to be able to do it again. And if we do it in coordination with the election, we'll be making a statement that it doesn't matter which way the election goes, we're taking our freedom back. And one of the big reasons they go after salons so hard is because one of the primary reasons people go to salons is not actually to get their hair done. It is to talk. Mm. And they don't want people talking.
Socialize, so yes.
Yep, I love you guys, brother. I want to plug real quick. I take your supplements. I've been on and off of them for a couple of years, and I started with the VasoBeats this year. And with the VasoBeats, it really turbocharges everything, really kicks them in, really makes it valuable. And what I'll do is I'll crack the capsules open and put them in a smoothie, and that makes it easier and faster to absorb.
That's awesome. And then you get these brilliant ideas, and you come on and you share them with the world. We'll be right back.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at Infowars.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fight for Trump.
On January 6th in Washington, D.C.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun.
It's 1776 time!
On November 14th, hundreds of thousands of American patriots gathered in the nation's capital to stop the biggest election steal in American history.
America is going under leftist martial law, and the communist Chinese agent, Joe Biden, is able to get in there. He will put America under permanent lockdown siege until we're brought to our knees.
Tell it!
Hundreds of thousands returned to D.C. in December.
We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order.
January 6th, fight for Trump. D.C., be there.
We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
One week, ladies and gentlemen. We are 1 week, 7 days away from January 6th, 2020, and the massive, unprecedented March for Trump in Washington, D.C. Be a part of history. Fight for Trump. Washington, D.C., January 6th, 2021. Folks, InfoWars kicked this off at the first place with the MAGA caravan, the Million MAGA March. We don't get credit for it, obviously, but I think we all know what the truth is. It was the efforts of Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, and so many InfoWarriors out there greeting him every step of the way as they charge towards the nation's capital that set this president, a second Million MAGA March, even larger and more successful than the first, and now the third, endorsed by President Trump himself. My dad was pointing out, look, the man has something like 80 million Twitter followers. If 10% of those show up, it's 8 million people. That's eight times the number of people that have maybe ever gathered in Washington, D.C. at a single time. It'll literally destroy Washington, D.C. Just their sheer presence will clog every street in that entire city. It would be unbelievably amazing if we can get that number up to 20 or 30%. Unprecedented, absolutely unprecedented. Here, it's a quick little teaser, and then we'll go to your phone calls about January 6th. Here it is, from Just Another Channel, great people, with their trailer for January 6th, 2021. This is an emergency broadcast. This is not a drill. The following instructions are vital to your safety.
The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. Patriots. Patriots.
There is an active coup d'etat in America, and it's well underway. The resistance thus far has been peaceful, but the message isn't being received.
Looking around and all over this large, magnificent planet, The truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country.
Americans, one by one, are rising. But the time has come for us all to rise. Will you?
CancelTheCoup.us. Together we rise, like the giant arising from his binds and shaking off the evil that attempt to bring it down. It's going to be incredible, folks. I'm honestly so excited. Let's go to Rennell in New York, who wants to talk about the rally on January 6th. Rennell, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Listen, I have two, or actually three things I'd like to say. I initially called about the rally, which I'm going to talk about first. I'm calling upon patriots to go, but I'm also calling upon all disabled patriots too. So all your men and women in wheelchairs, blind people, deaf people, you need to show up too, if you can hear me, because they're likely going to force the vaccine on you first.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody of every race, color, creed, and disability should absolutely be coming out there. I completely agree with you. What else about this rally? Because we've got also Saul in New York who wants to talk about the rally on the 6th. So what other points do you have about the rally, Rennell?
Because we see all these, what I believe are eugenics-based movies like Me Before You, which advocate that suicide is socially acceptable when you're disabled, and which I believe is BS.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the crazy. Well, I don't want to get off on the vaccines too much, because we got plenty of time for that. But sounds like our connection might not be too great. But thank you so much for the call, Rennell. Let's go down to Saul in New York, who will be in D.C. on the 6th, like the patriot that he is. Thanks for calling in, Saul. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Quite well, thank you.
All right, great. Listen, I want to give an input about open all the business. I heard a caller from Michigan.
Yeah.
I think it would be a good idea to open, to have that on the 18th, which is Monday, of January 18th, because we need everybody to be in D.C. on the 6th. So I don't see that we've got to deter the people from coming to D.C. instead of open their business. So everybody goes to D.C. on the 6th, and then they can have the massive reopen all the business on the 18th.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Or maybe on the 20th itself, for the inauguration.
The president will win. So if he wins, we go on D.C. on the 20th to celebrate him. But on the 6th, we all need to gather and massive in D.C.
So have you been to either of the other protests?
I've been to all of the rallies, all of them. I'm a photographer, so I've been to all the rallies.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is there somewhere we can see your photos online?
Oh, sure. If you give me an email address, I'll email some to you sometime today.
Well, if you're on Twitter, just DM me on Twitter. My DMs are open. Harrison of Texas.
I'm not on Twitter, but I can give you my website.
Please.
Universeprom.com.
Say it again.
Universeproms.com.
Universeproms.com. Okay. Thank you very much. Well, I'm glad you're going to go on, sir.
So on the rallies, let's all be on the 6th, support the president on the 6th, and for the reopening for all businesses at one time, let's do it on Monday. Everybody open on Monday.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, we don't want to distract from the 6th, and I think probably a lot of people that would want to be involved in the restaurant reopening maybe could be in D.C. on the 6th, so we don't want to confuse those two. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Maybe the 18th of January, that's the Monday. So, but Saul, sticking with the being in D.C. on the 6th, why to you is it important that you get there to support the president?
Say that again?
Why is it just to you personally, why do you think it's important, and why do you yourself go to these rallies to support
freedom,
the president?
Freedom, 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 freedom. This is the last we have. We have to save this republic. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. I totally agree with you.
This is it. So we need him back so we can save the republic.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the call, Saul. I hope you are have a good time in D.C. and stay safe and take some good photographs. And, yeah, feel free to, if you can, somehow DM me on Twitter, make a quick little burner account. And I'd love to be in contact with you to get your photographs. Let's go to Mike in California. It says the time for talking is over. I couldn't agree more, Mike. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I'd just like to qualify before I make any statements here. I'm a retired Marine, multiple combat tours, just kind of an observer these days since I retired, kind of watching and see what the American people are doing to protect their own freedoms because I was overseas for vast majority of my life doing it. A little disappointed, I have to say. The powers that be, I mean, the elected officials, they're granted their power by the people. Right now, if it continues as it is, that's no longer going to be the case. They're going to be granted their power by a small group of people that aren't Americans, probably Chinese and other influences. Point I'm trying to make is that Guy had it best. The gentleman who was talking about opening businesses in defiance of their illegal, unconstitutional orders to close. There is no requirement to follow an unconstitutional order, whether you're in the military or whether you're a civilian. You just say no. The only difference between what Guy is saying, and I think my point is, it can't just be the business owners. It's got to be the customers. The businesses can open. Nobody shows up. If they're going to comply, then that's just the way it is. You know, that's what you're accepting. So I don't really have too much sympathy. I got to tell you the truth, man. All the talking and... Yeah, I appreciate the rallies and show of support.
But it's not enough.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now. Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug that DNA Force. I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells, so people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products
that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to take a minute and throw together a high-level video to explain the data discrepancies that we're seeing in the 2020 presidential election. We begin with Twitter user A_Blossom, who noticed something odd when she was looking at the Pennsylvania voting returns. Essentially, inside of 1 minute, 0.6 percentage point moved from Trump to Biden. Very peculiar. This caught the attention of the Donald.Win users, Pete Inspector and Truman Black. They investigated and learned that data flows from the voting machines of various types into the central New York Times Edison data service. And then once in Edison, it is distributed to CNN, who published the video that A. Blossom noticed, and also all the other news outlets and networks. Now, you may be thinking, as any reasonable critical thinking adult would, that maybe the problem was just at CNN. Maybe they goofed up the way they presented the data, which would be, you know, easily explained away. This is where our talented data scientists come back into the picture. They had the same question. I don't know if that's what they really look like, but it's probably pretty close. They downloaded a copy of the JSON dataset from Edison so they could investigate. I also downloaded this data set so we could have a look at it together. The format of the data stored in Edison is JSON, which stands for JavaScript Object Notation. It stores the data and information about the data, which is also known as metadata. This is cool because we can verify with the metadata that it did come from the New York Times, it is from Edison, and it does involve Pennsylvania. The meaty part of this data set is made up of minute-by-minute stanzas of data that show the total number of votes and the percentage of the votes that each candidate has earned so far. You can see by the timestamp here that it's 11:06 p.m. on the East Coast. You can see that we've got about 2.983 million votes total. And you can see the coefficients here showing the percentages that each candidate has earned so far. You can see that these percentages put Trump at about 1.688 million votes and Biden at 1.253, making Trump ahead of Biden by about 435,000 votes. You can see here that 11:07, we've picked up 756 votes, and Trump is still ahead of Biden by a healthy margin, with the same percentages going to each candidate. The data for 11:08 shows that the 0.6% that's been going to Trump as a ratio of votes for each candidate has somehow gotten over to Biden. This results in a situation where even though only 54 more votes came in, Trump somehow lost almost 18,000 votes while Biden apparently picked them up. The data really was changed. The question now is, how was it changed and by whom? The fact that we've proved the data change is persistent rules out any interpretation problems with the networks. And the fact that only 54 votes were added from 11:07 to 11:08 also rules out problems upstream from Edison. We don't know who did it, and we can't say exactly why, but the fact is, I would think this is where our smartest people should be looking to find those answers.
This is the video you need to send to your doubtful friends. This is the video that explains in a clear and reasonable tone exactly what the heck is wrong with our voting system. You can find that video at band.video. Please do share that out to your friends, folks. We need people to understand this isn't about being Republican or Democrat. This is about our very republic and our ability to vote for our representatives, the entire point of our country and the greatest safeguard of our freedoms. People need to understand this.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they get vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Harrison Smith. They say ignorance is bliss. I'd have to vehemently disagree, but certainly being a liberal makes things easy. It's certainly easy to be liberal. This is from my Twitter friend here, Teddy Roosevelt, a great Austinite himself. He says, never trust the Texas Tribune. Four of the top 30 biggest donors in Texas Tribune history, this is one of the local Texas papers here, they receive $84,000 from the mayor of Austin, Steve Adler. They receive $150,000 from Soros' Foundation to Promote Open Society. They receive $2.2 million from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and $2.5 million from the Facebook Journalism Project. Wouldn't it be fun, ladies and gentlemen, if I could just sit up here, just spout liberal nonsense, just say things that are categorically untrue, but that I know serve the interest of the elite and the system that governs us, the money would just pour in. I mean, these, you know, they wouldn't have to sell anything. They wouldn't have to try to actually provide something that people want to read and listen to and then respond to and support that outlet or this program. I could just sit back, relax, and just rake in the millions from the globalists. I mean, can you imagine how easy it is to just, diversity good. And it's just like, let me write you a check, sir. Please, here you go. And by the way, here's an advisor for you to come in and tell you exactly how you should cover certain things. It would be so simple if it was like that. Unfortunately, there's nobody like a George Soros on our side. There's nobody like a Bill Gates on our side spending billions of dollars to actually increase human freedom and actually benefit the people of America. It's like the entire world is on that side. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and George Soros and Communist China and Salesforce and Mark Benioff and the Rothschilds and the Clinton Foundation and just millions and millions of people with billions of dollars just pouring out like a river funding all of these absurd anti-American journals of lies. And then on the other side is us, is like around 100 people here in Central Texas in this one little building fighting back against the torrent, fighting back against the onslaught, the legions arrayed against us. But here's the good news. While we don't have a Soros and we don't have a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, we don't want them. We don't need them because we have something infinitely better, and that is the support of the American people and the support of info warriors like you. That's the entire way that we make money. It's the entire way that we're allowed to be around here anymore. It's not about making money for us. It's about getting this information out. It's about telling the truth. If we wanted to make money, I think we could go another way and it'd be a hell of a lot easier. Literally just $2 million checks flying in through the door. Look at the Young Turks. $20 million. Just, here you go. Here's $20 million. I know we gave you $40 million last year and you blew it all and gave us nothing back, but here's another $20 million. Go see what you can do with that. By the way, your favorite in YouTube, and they'll force your content onto everybody's feed while meanwhile we get cut off. It's incredible. The uneven, unbalanced level of power between these two. Seemingly, it should be, right? They've got all the money. They've got all the systematic power. But on the other side, again, it's the American people. It's just free, independent people who aren't fooled, aren't tricked by this. And they may not be billionaires or millionaires, but they do enough. They do their part and they keep us on the air and keep this truth flowing in contravention of the lies coming from the other side. So if you want to support us, please do go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the Supercharge 2021 New Year's specials, up to 60% off the top selling products on the site. This is a brand new sale. It just began during the show yesterday, and you got to get some of these products ASAP, because after months of being sold out due to the COVID shutdown, we can finally bring back some of our most popular products like Pollen Block and Dr. Jones's Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste. Both of those are a limited supply, but nevertheless, they are 25% off. So that's Pollen Block and Dr. Jones's Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste. These are very popular products. They go very fast, and they'll go even faster with this 25% off. So if you've wanted to try these products out, I do suggest you do, and you'll get 25% off and free shipping with the Supercharge 2021 New Year's special. There's also storable food prices are set to rise higher than ever next year. So starting in January, the supplier that furnishes us with our storable food, very high quality, very delicious, and will stay safe to eat for up to 20 years. You can find it at preparewithalex.com. They are telling us that in January, because of supply chain issues and because of potential tax increases with the supposedly new government coming in, but regardless whether Joe Biden worms his way in or not, prices will be going up in January. So if you've ever considered getting storable food, now is the time to do it at preparewithalex.com. You can get up to $850 off food supplies. That is an absolutely massive saving, and it could keep you fed when the supply chains really break down once they really get this New World Order operation up and running. That's preparewithalex.com. Let's go back out to the phone calls now. Ken in New Jersey maybe has some information for us that will be pertinent and good for us to know. Thanks for calling in, Ken. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? So today, the topic I want to talk about is a little bit weird for most people, but I just actually saw an article today about a 180-day countdown of UFO information from the Pentagon, and this was all in the COVID relief bill, along with all the other stuff snuck into the COVID relief bill. But I believe that this UFO information that they're going to release, it's going to be vague. It's going to have some truths and some lies in it. But I also believe that this whole UFO phenomenon and all this information coming out is directly related to what's going on right now. The reason why I say that is because if we look back at what Von Braun, he said to his protege before he died, he said that the government was going to try to stage a fake alien invasion. Now, I know that's a little bit far-fetched for a lot of people to believe, but so is COVID-19, all these lockdowns and everything going on. But the reason why I quote, Von Braun is because he worked directly with NASA, and he worked directly with the Secret Space Program. And you see all this disclosure going on, even on Fox News, with UFOs shutting down nuclear sites. There's also information that Trump was trying to build a fleet to break the polar ice caps in Antarctica. And then I also found that it was funny that John Kerry visited Antarctica right after Trump was elected in 2016.
Right.
And then, excuse me. And then we see all this, these control apparatuses going into play with COVID-19. Now, what would be the ultimate control apparatus that would get everybody to submit to a one world government? What's the ace in the hole if COVID-19 doesn't work and somehow this turns into a hot war? I believe that would be what Von Braun was talking about, which would be a fake alien invasion through Project Bluebeam. And now you're starting to see the disclosure of that information coming out slowly. Now, I think that that is the secret war that's going on in the government right now, because you see Trump, you know, starting Space Force. He talks about going to Mars, and then the whole thing with, you know, breaking the polar ice caps in. And I believe the year 2029 was the goal. I forget what website I've seen it on. I'm sorry. But I think that all of this stuff going on right now with COVID-19 is the way to get the one world government in a way that is not releasing the UFO documents right now. But the ace in the hole is the fake UFO alien invasion.
Yeah, it'll be the so-called disclosure. You're exactly right. I mean, and it's good that you bring this up, because we've been seeing this around a little bit, but it's good to reiterate this for when it actually comes out. We can go back and say, yeah, we told you this was going to happen. They put everything in place with COVID-19, all the different tracking mechanisms and control mechanisms for global government. And once all of that's in place, they'll bring in the so-called disclosure. And I think they've overplayed their hands, though, because people aren't going to buy it. Even now they're making memes where it's like 2020, it's COVID exiting the stage and like shaking hands with the aliens going, all right, you're up. Go get them.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines. It was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I'd like to thank that last caller for bringing this to my awareness. I must have missed this yesterday. From the New York Post, COVID-19 bill started a 180-day countdown for UFO disclosures. President Trump's signature Sunday on the $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief and government funding bill started a 180-day countdown for the Pentagon and spy agencies to say what they know about UFOs. Former Pentagon and legislative officials confirmed Tuesday to the publication The Debrief that the package begins the clock on UFO disclosures. We've seen a lot of this year and last year. You saw the Navy coming out and confirming, yes, those are videos of supposed UFOs behaving in a way that is seemingly impossible for a physical object to move over the earth. You had just about a month ago or so, I'd say, maybe even less, the Israeli like former defense minister coming out and saying, yes, there are aliens and Trump wanted to reveal them, but the aliens said, no, people aren't ready. And this is the obvious play to really codify a one world government. We've warned you about this for years. Alex Jones, in particular, has said they're going to release a pandemic, a man-made pandemic, to justify all of these health measures in order to bring about one world government and total tyranny. And then, of course, there will be a second round of that once you sort of get people used to it, get people in the mindset of we have to obey the government or else we want grandma to die. As soon as that's in place, they'll release a second big wave of disease that is even more intense and actually kills a ton of people. And again, sort of codifies, solidifies the control of the global governance. And then once all that's in place, they come out with the so-called alien disclosure, giving them supposedly, you know, pseudo divine right to have this one world government. And of course, you know, how do you bring a country together? You all have a single enemy. Remember how everyone was proud to be an American after September 11th, because we all had an enemy, we'd been attacked, and now we're together and fighting for this. Well, imagine that on a worldwide scale with these supposed UFOs. But I want to explain my beliefs on this. I do not believe in aliens. I do believe there are supernatural beings, interdimensional beings. I think the focus on Antarctica is a very good place to start. I think they're on Earth, and if they're not on Earth, they're on a different dimension, not in a different place in space. And I want to provide a little bit of perhaps tantalizing, maybe not proof for this idea, but certainly something to think about. If you remember, the Copernican model of the solar system was the Earth in the middle with everything circling around it. And when this was rejected and when this was proven not to be the case, and actually we're circling around the sun, remember, the church opposed this because the idea is Earth is special. God has chosen Earth. God has blessed Earth. God has planted life on Earth in a totally unique way, and that the Earth is the center of the universe in a way. And so when you reject that, you say, no, actually, we're just one of many circling around. It sort of shakes the foundation of, no, we're special. We're something totally unique. Well, it turns out they have sent a probe outside of the solar system itself in order to judge and take a survey of the cosmic background radiation, cosmic microwave background, they call it the CMB. And there's an anomaly in this cosmic background radiation, this cosmic microwave background. It turns out that in the whole universe, there's this pervasive force, cosmic microwave background, and yet it all seems to be aligned on one singular plane, one singular axis. And all of the universe, it's all on one singular axis, and that axis is the solar system. This is a scientific fact. What do they call it? They call it the axis of evil. That's the name of this concept, of this discovery of the cosmic microwave background. So these are our scientists, right? They think it's evil because it actually almost reverts back to that Copernican idea of we are the center of the universe. It's like they send out this probe, they judge the background microwave radiation, and they find out that, turns out, the solar system is the center of the universe in a very weird way. And the scientists have to reject this because it's like, they're like, they call it the axis of evil. So they have literal proof that there is something very unique and special about the solar system and Earth and the plane of Earth and the sun in particular. That axis is like a central fulcrum of the cosmic background radiation. And they say this is the axis of evil because it sort of in a way, it proves we're special, proves there may be a God that designed things in this way and that Earth is uniquely special. They call it the axis of evil. From the New Scientist, the universe lines up along the axis of evil. Coincidence? From the rotation of galaxies to cosmic expansion, everything points in one direction. If only we knew why. You say, if only we knew why, what could it be? Well, if it all pointed in one random direction, yeah, you might want to ask that question. But the fact that it all points in our direction, it all points directly at us. Oh, I think I might have a reason why. It's because we are utterly unique in the universe, or at least massively so. And they call it the axis of evil. So just take it back to aliens. To me, this is, it's like, no, it's Earth and it's the sun. I mean, we are so utterly unique. If the moon was any different, no life on Earth. If the tilt of the axis is any different, no life on Earth. For shorter, you know, farther or closer to the sun, no life on Earth whatsoever. Look at every other planet. It's desolate. What's on Mars? Literally nothing but red, brown rocks. That's it. You think there are diamonds? You think there are caverns? You think there are underground waterfalls and glaciers and icebergs and volcanoes? And I mean, there are volcanoes, I guess, on Saturn. They're not volcanoes as we understand them. They're massive, you know, just explosions going on constantly, utterly devoid of life. On Earth, you put a rock down, you come back the next day, there will be 50 different types of bugs who have made that rock home. I mean, that's what life on Earth is like. Overabundant, exploding everywhere. Anywhere else in the galaxy that we've been able to discover at all, nothing, just absolutely nothing. So it really benefits the scientists who say we are nothing, we've come from nothing, this is all just an accident, it's all totally just coincidental. It's very convenient for them if there were aliens, because they see other planets have life forms. Not only are we not special, we actually kind of suck. Like we don't have space travel. They have space travel. They have technology. They have all this great stuff. We're nothing. We suck. Earth is terrible. When the reality is, the entire universe seems to be aligned to us. And life seems to exist only here. I mean, if we found a single bacterium on Mars, it would be headline news. It would be life on another planet. This is amazing. I can't believe it. Meanwhile, on Earth, it's just like we have to do everything we can to keep life out of our homes, right? To stop the life, to stop this overabundant, constantly exploding verve, life, verdant greenness surrounding us. So yeah, they're gonna pretend there's aliens. They're gonna use aliens to justify their stuff. But again, I don't think it's gonna work, because even now you see memes going around where it's like people are like, okay, now that COVID has made its mark and put everything in place, now here come the aliens. You know, like I said, that meme of COVID leaving the stage of 2020 and handing off the baton to the aliens and going, go get them. You know, I've set it up. You go knock them down. Go get that new world, one world government, that new world order. Go do your thing. We've got all of the planet scared and hopeless and thinking they're pointless, motes of dust in the universe. Now's the time. They're weak and fearful. Take them over. We reject it. We already know what they're up to.
fight for Trump.
On January 6th in Washington, D.C.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun.
It's 1776 time!
On November 14th, hundreds of thousands of American patriots gathered in the nation's capital to stop the biggest election steal in American history.
America is going under leftist martial law, and if the communist Chinese agent, Joe Biden, is able to get in there, he will put America under permanent lockdown siege until we're brought to our knees.
Tell it!
Hundreds of thousands returned to D.C. in December.
We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order.
January 6th,
fight for Trump.
D.C.,
be there.
We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and of course the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, the best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of interesting videos coming out today. We have, I believe, Argentina has just passed legal abortion and just massive celebrations on that street of a bunch of childless women. I mean, it's just... Okay, great. Yes. So, well done. You can kill your babies now. Good job. You did it. Congratulations. Nancy Pelosi says she's going to speak with reporters live on Capitol Hill at 10:40, 5 a.m. Eastern. So that'll be in about 15 minutes, and we'll try to bring you a if it seems like it's something important. And of course, there are videos coming out of I don't know these I don't know if it's a Black Lives Matter protest or if it's literally just gang of black bike riders, but they're just attacking random cars in New York City. Yeah, just utterly absurd. It seems like the I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, Black Lives Matter just disappears after the election, just gone. They're just gone. And now it seems like the media is like trying everything they can. Every day there are multiple headlines. Ohio police officer fired for fatally shooting unarmed black man. Justice Department declines to prosecute Cleveland officers who killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice. This Native American ranger using a taser on a Native American. And it's just it really seems like they're like, come on, go riot. And Black Lives Matter are like, hey, the election's over. The funding is dried up. We're not going to do anything. Anyway, that's enough for me. Let's go out to the phone calls now. Let's go to Barney in Arizona, Natural Resources. Thanks for calling in, Barney. You're on the air.
Absolutely. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Yeah, I had an idea. I've been cooking up on talking to some family about it, looking at the medical tyranny. I think to avoid it, solution orientation is definitely needed. We got a lot of news being broadcast. A natural resource tax to a natural person's health care. So that way we can have a social health care fund that's not robbing Peter to pay Paul. But it also would allow a health care system for us to vote in holistic health care and other more effective measures without being told what to do.
Could you explain that a little bit more? I'm not sure I totally understand.
Yes, sir. So we're looking at the medical funding to be able to have a health care system that would be able to provide for the Americans without trying to tax those that are in higher brackets to pay for those that have no money. To have a sustainable model is the effort. Anything sustainable is really the effort that needs to be put in place. So natural resources is from Mother Nature, right, to provide for man. And so if we had a flat rate, probably a high tax, import and export of crops, minerals, oil, all of it, to go directly towards natural persons, that way we can avoid all the cyborgs coming out soon.
Right.
Then that would be a sustainable model to fund a social health care system without jeopardizing capitalism.
Yeah. And I think what you're pointing out is an important thing that needs to be focused on by more conservatives. You know, there, and I sort of talked about it yesterday a little bit, how the only people addressing a lot of these concerns are the socialists. And it's like, I don't want to have to agree with AOC or Bernie Sanders and Ilhan Omar, but if they're the only ones in the government saying, hey, this is wrong, whatever it may be, and I don't like that there are people out in America that don't have healthcare, have to go totally broke because of a, you know, some sort of healthcare emergency that they have. That's a big concern a lot of people have. And our side needs to come up with solutions to this. Our side needs to let people know we're working on this. We're going to try to solve this for you. We're going to try to get you good healthcare. Because if we don't come up with something, the only people there, you know, saying, hey, we got a solution are the people that are like, the solution is socialism and you have to, you know, submit your will to the one world government. So it's like, okay, if they're the only ones offering the solution to a problem that a lot of Americans have, those Americans are going to go there. They're going to follow the Pied Piper off the cliff of socialism and into, you know, just communist dictatorship. And so, I think that's a very interesting idea, taxing the, having an import, export tariff on natural resources, just specifically that then goes into healthcare to help, perhaps prop up some of the insurance costs of the less fortunate. So you're not overtaxing, you know, people that are healthy in order to pay for the people that are unhealthy. I think that's a good idea. And the main point, I think, is that we need something. We need some sort of solutions. We need to be thinking about this and talking about this because it's a real problem and people are really suffering. And so if we're not offering a solution, they're going to go to the only people who are, even if the solution that those people are offering is completely absurd. Very good call. Thank you for the call, Barney. Let's go to Linda in Arkansas. Thank you so much for calling. Thanks for holding, Linda. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Linda.
Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. An elderly lady. I was born and bred in the USA, and I love my country. I'm also a Christian. That's a very faithful pastor. Our church has been praying for y'all. and half angry at the whole situation. It's just totally ridiculous way our country's being treated.
Sorry, Linda, your connection is not very good. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. We'll stay on the line and see if we can get a better connection with you. But I'm sorry. We have to move on to Chris in Missouri. Just I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Chris in Missouri, you have some theories and revelations you'd like to theorize and reveal to us. What are those, Chris? You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Harrison. So first off, I'd like to say that I've been doing research since March, and honestly, like, I've been reading the Bible. I've been a Christian, like, pretty much my whole life. And until, like, I realized the mark of the beast was in play, did I really start researching it? So first, I would like to make an analogy of, like, Trump's on George Washington. I was watching the last season of Pern. It talks about how George Washington was very proud and, like, prideful, and he wanted to attack New York when all of his advisors, his spies were telling him to team up with the French and attack Cornwallis and Yorktown. And the analogy is Trump's, like, compared to George Washington, Trump's New York is warp speed, and Trump has to completely reverse course on that. And it's just, honestly, Trump's going to get in trouble if he rolls out warp speed, because it's going to start killing people, and that's going to be a legitimate cause. And we need to have, just on that front, we need to have Nuremberg-level trials, and Trump's got to lead that. Obviously, we've got to get him elected again. And just what I would call the Nuremberg-level 2.0 would be the icebergs, because that's what the globalists say they fear most. And then to transition from revelations, everything that I've been learning, just would like to share. And then I'll post, if you can go to, if you follow InfoWars on Parler, I'll post this in the comments, or if you follow at Samaritan, just because I found like a master file. So I'll just start by saying global warming is a satanic inversion of the rainbow. When you read the Bible and like God gave us the rainbow as a covenant that he's not going to flood the earth again. So when you think about it, Satan inverts everything. So they're saying like the iceberg is going to melt and it's going to flood. Well, it's not, because we've got the rainbow. So we don't have to worry about it. And then you see David Spengler, director of the UN Planetary Initiative, said nobody enters into the New World Order without pledging allegiance to Satan. So it's like all the people who are a part of the New World Order, the mayor of Chicago, all of them, they're all Satanists. And all the things with Blue Beam, they're going to, because Jesus is coming back. There's this Fatima, you look up like Fatima, you look up the case for Christ, and you, eventually you find out like God is real, like IS-REAL. And it's like the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom and understanding. So I just want people to read the Bible. And it's just like everything is going on, like with Blue Beam and with the satanic inversion, is because like Christ's energy is coming into like the world. They're going to fake the alien invasion with involved with Blue Beam, I believe, to bring in the Antichrist. And I got documents to say top rabbi in Israel saying that the Antichrist is going to be like a good time for him to come would be September 21 to 22. Now, I got some possible candidates for it. I've seen. First, I would like to say a couple other things, too, just like misconceptions. There is no pre-tribulation rapture. A lot of people, like a lot of Christians, like have been, but like, I don't want people to be deceived, essentially. And like the rapture thing is like Jesus comes back towards the end of it. Like it's like the book of Job, like God gives Satan control of the world to test us, and we just got to have faith till the end. And what I was saying on the Fatima thing, I think it's like the Lady of Majori. She still appears to a lot of people, and they're kind of like getting older now, but like I think Jesus is going to come back in our lifetime, so we just got to have faith and like get through, like, what's going to happen. Like, and if we do get persecuted, then like we end up in heaven. So it's kind of win-win.
Well, let me ask you, do you think the next figure to arise, will that be the Antichrist, or will that be the real, revisiting of Jesus?
The Antichrist definitely comes before Jesus comes back.
That's what I thought, and that's what I get. And that's why I worry that there's so many people saying, oh, Jesus coming back is right around the corner. It's like, well, first we got to see the Antichrist, but people that believing that Christ is coming back, they're actually being primed to believe that the Antichrist is Christ and worship him. You gotta really be really careful on this stuff.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Fight for Trump.
On January 6th in Washington, D.C.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun.
It's 1776 time!
On November 14th, hundreds of thousands of American patriots gathered in the nation's capital to stop the biggest election steal in American history.
America is going under leftist martial law, and if the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden is able to get in there, he will put America under permanent lockdown siege until we're brought to our knees.
Hundreds of thousands returned to D.C. in December.
We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order.
January 6th,
fight for Trump.
D.C., be there.
We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Breaking news from Twitter, Representative Josh Hawley has issued a statement on objecting during the Electoral College certification process on January 6th. He says he will object to the certification of these Electoral College delegates. He says, quote, following both the 2004 and 2016 elections, Democrats in Congress objected during the certification of electoral votes in order to raise concerns about election integrity. They were praised by Democratic leadership and the media when they did, and they were entitled to do so. But now, those of us concerned about the integrity of this election are entitled to do the same. I cannot vote to certify the Electoral College results on January 6th without raising the fact that some states, particularly Pennsylvania, failed to follow their own state election laws, and I cannot vote to certify without pointing out the unprecedented efforts of mega corporations, including Facebook and Twitter, to interfere with this election in support of Joe Biden. At the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections, but Congress so far has failed to act. For these reasons, I will follow the same practice Democrat members of Congress have in years past and object during the certification process on January 6th to raise these critical issues. That's fantastic. I mean, you can't ask for more. That's absolutely great. Hopefully more senators and congressmen follow his lead and prevent this illegitimate election from moving forward, especially with the, as he points out, the interference, an unprecedented effort of mega corporations to interfere with this election. So that's great. I do just say, I mean, I don't know. I guess you can't look a gift horse in the mouth, but you know, there's something about it. It's like, well, the Democrats did it, so I'm allowed to do it. It's like, can we stop doing that? Can we not care what the Democrats do? Here's the example to take from this. The Democrats object when there's nothing to object about. The Democrats just do everything they can all the time to aggressively put forward their agenda, regardless of whether it makes any damn sense or not. Maybe we can take a little lesson from that and just go, let's not care what the Democrats think about what we're doing. Just do it. Just do the thing. Just be like the Democrats in that you aggressively put forward your agenda, regardless of what your enemies say about it. I don't care if, well, the Democrats did it in 2016, 2004. Well, they're dumb idiots and there was nothing to object back then. Now there's something to object to. So object to it, stand firm on it, and don't rely on the fact that Democrats once did it in hope that they, in some miracle, recognize hypocrisy all of a sudden. I mean, my God, have you been watching them for the last 20 years? You think they have a bone in their body that recognizes hypocrisy? They wouldn't be alive if that was the case. They wouldn't be Democrats for sure. They have no ability to recognize hypocrisy. They are hypocrites. So who cares what they think? Who cares what they want? Who cares if they did it before? Do it now. Destroy them completely. Please, Mr. Howley, just destroy them for the love of God. So it's great. This is great. I'm very happy about this. It's just that little peevish thing. It's just like, well, but the Democrats did it first, so now we're allowed to. It's like, have they ever done that to you? Have they ever been like, well, the Republicans for, no, they're just like, we're banning guns. Shut up. Like, that's how they act. Like, we can take that lesson from them if we'd like. Anyway, let's go to Johnny in Denmark, Overton Window, part 4. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. You're on the air.
Hi, Ian Harrison.
Hello.
Hello, Harrison.
Hello. Good morning.
You're not. Yeah. Okay. Great. Hi. I'm sorry I was remiss previously in not wishing you a happy imminent fatherhood.
thank you very much.
And doing a great job. And I especially like this new feature you have of having this video of the what you consider the three best calls of the day. I won't win on entertainment. I won't win on passion, but I hope to win on information.
So, well, you do have good information, sir. And yeah, just to remind people, this is a call-in show. We're going to try to take more calls. I've been a little lax today, but mostly calls. And the top three calls will always be included in a sort of standalone video on band.video. So whatever sort of criteria we go by, it's sort of just our personal preference. But if you call in, you have really good information or really, are passionate about it or whatever it is, you have a chance to be one of those the exalted spot on this video of one of the top three calls. But yes, Johnny, you are in the running. You're in the contention. What's the information you'd like to share with us today?
Okay, here's my best shot. Band.video, or as it's also known, the resistance.video, is one of the best sources I have found for lots of things, not the least of which is this COVID-19 hoax and the SARS-CoV-2 hoax. Two resources in particular on there that are outstanding are one, David Icke's channel, and two, John Rappaport's videos. Just one suggestion to the extent that you can get it through. If Alex could give John Rappaport his own channel, you could search for it, but it's sort of nice to have a channel there. And in particular, one David Icke video that I, based on my now, I guess, fairly extensive conversations with you on the various InfoWars shows that you guest hosted and actually primarily hosted now, that you should watch is this one on the David Icke channel. It's called David Icke Talks with Out-of-the-Box Thinker and Dr. Tom Cowan about his book, The Contagion Myth. Because on the one hand, I know you're well-read, and on the other hand, I know you're open-minded, and it's a great combination. Because I noticed you saying in the last couple of days, well, you know, the germ theory is valid. Actually, I think Cowan does a good job. And remember, he's a medical doctor. He used to be an ER doctor. He used to be a family doctor. And then he saw some real inconsistencies and contradictions with reality, falsehoods of the traditional medical model, including the germ model. And just one thing that might make you more open-minded, if you're not already, about that. He wrote a book, Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, and it was about his experiences trying to, you know, cure people of cardiovascular ailments. And just one thing, we've all been told that the human heart is a pump. It clearly is not. It's a one, and it's just think about it for a second. It's 1.1 pounds, and the length of the blood vessels around the body is actually 100,000 miles. Do you really think a 1.1 pound heart can pump 100,000 miles? In other words, four times the circumference of the Earth with what, how you see it pumping? It's not. It's actually made of, it's the human heart. Yeah, and he wrote another book actually called that was the book, Human Heart, Cosmic Heart, where he talks about how it's an electromagnetic vortex. And as the Sufis said, where the heart stops the blood, that's where God enters the spirit. Because the blood exits the heart at the same speed that it enters the heart. How could that be if it's going through 100,000 miles? Wouldn't you expect it to be decelerated? It's actually not. And actually, when the blood comes into the heart, it's decelerated and then subjected to an electromagnetic vortex, which sends it around the body to various places. Actually, quite impressive. The relationship to this, what we're talking about, the contagion myth, is that as Dr. Shivas pointed out, and he has a traditional view, kind of a systems view, of more traditional than Dr. Cowan's, of the immune system, you have to realize every human being has more than 380 trillion virions in their body. And without them, you would die almost immediately, if not in a second, because actually viruses, or what we call viruses, are actually not pathogenic. If they were, we'd be dead from them. We only have, depending upon the estimates, I haven't seen any estimates higher than about 100 trillion cells in our body, meaning that we have at least about four times as many virions, viral particles, in our body as cells. Also,
right.
we have about 60 trillion bacteria in our body, which probably outnumbers the number of cells, because 100 is on the high side, and there's something, you know, low, like about 37 trillion on the low side. So our bodies are actually ecosystems of our own cells and what we call viruses, which in Dr. Cowan's paradigm are just fragmented DNA and bacteria.
Yeah.
And one thing Shiva agrees with, and Shiva is to be taken very seriously. Yeah. If you believe in an immune system, which Cowan calls a detoxification system, Shiva's got to be one of the world's leading expert. My pick on the world's leading expert on it. He's got a BS, MS, PhD from MIT, and his 35% of his thesis was on the immune system. And he's been studying the immune system since he was like, I don't know, 14 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's a great idea. One thing, and I'll sort of tease this here because John's reminding me of it. One way that this show is going to be a little bit different, we haven't had guests yet on this show, but I think what we're going to do is have guests, and they'll come on for a full hour, and so they'll be able to take your calls in that hour. So it'll be still a call-in show, but we'll have a guest here to answer your questions. And now that you mention it, Dr. Shiva should be among the top of that list, because I know a lot of our listeners would love to be able to ask him questions because he is so knowledgeable and such an authority. And then just touching back on what you were saying, my sister was talking about this. You know, of course, when antibiotics came out, everybody thought it was great. And then there was this discovery of the microbiome that seemed to say, wait, some of these biotics are actually good. They're probiotics and they need to be in the, in your body, and they actually help your body operate. And then even further that, they have the micro, I guess they call it virome. And that's sort of the same idea, that it's the viruses, just like the biotics, are all interacting and helping us to stay alive. It's really mind-blowing stuff. Thanks for the call, Johnny.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Is one of the persons that's actually spearheading this petition. Right behind me, you see there's just a small fraction of the people that have signed onto this petition to probe into election fraud here in Georgia, right?
Yes.
So can you tell me a little bit about what is the importance of this?
Well, the importance is on November 3rd, the election integrity didn't do anything for the citizens of Georgia. So this group came together and said, look, we got to petition the grand jury because we know the ballots were orchestrated that aren't ballots from the state of Georgia. Absentee ballots with no excuse. They were coming from all over the state, in New York, went to Pennsylvania. I mean, we have evidence. We have evidence that produces it. Sidney Wood has evidence. Lynn Wood, we have evidence. We have affirmations, you know, notarized copies of what everybody saw, even to the point where a mother and daughter team came in and said, hey, you know what? We're going to have a flash drive in our pocket. So that's why we come here today. Why is it important? Because nobody should interfere with the United States elections. Why? Because we're a sovereign nation. And you're going to hear more. And the first speaker of today, I would love to bring him up. He's the former judge, Judge Nally, and you're going to hear USC codes like you've never heard it before. So the people understand that civics is very important and social studies is very important. And then I'll come up and I'll say some other things about how important it is for people to research and really understand what's at stake in America.
Thank you, Annette, for that.
Yeah, Judge Nally.
And he, I hear, is a very important person who kind of knows the ins and outs of this whole process. So he's going to take it away and kind of explain what it is they want, what is their goal, and how they're going to possibly achieve that goal.
Thank you, ma'am.
You can take it.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank, from the bottom of my heart, all of the 44 petitioners who signed on to this grand jury petition. And I would also like to thank any of the people who signed letters of support and have mailed them in to the grand jury. This group of 44, by the grace of God, have been able to understand and see evidence which gives them a reasonable belief that there were serious election violations in this presidential election cycle. Now, normally, we, the people, depend upon our executive departments to handle criminal prosecutions when crimes are committed. Unfortunately, that does not appear to be the case in this situation. The Attorney General, Mr. Barr, shortly before leaving office, made the comment in words to the effect that he did not see a sufficient amount of evidence to indicate to him that there would be a significant difference in the vote count, which we interpret as being a statement to the effect that the United States Department of Justice will not seek a criminal prosecution of anybody who may in fact have committed criminal acts. We do not agree with Attorney General Barr's assessment. Based upon the evidence we have seen, we are satisfied that there is probable cause to believe that criminal acts did occur and did adversely affect the value of each of our votes and the votes of our neighbors.
Absolutely, criminal acts absolutely occurred. They were caught on video. The people who were caught on video need to be arrested and need to be told, look, you can either go to jail for 20 years for undermining our election, or you could give up some names, cut that charge significantly, and help us figure out who was behind all of this. It needs to be treated like a murder case, folks. That video can be found at band.video. It's almost 40 minutes long. It's Georgia Citizens Petition Grand Jury to Investigate Election Fraud. Go share that video, watch that video, and support these people, because this is a criminal act that must be punished.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this info War store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you gotta follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Third hour of The American Journal has begun for this December 30th, 2020 edition. My name's Harrison Smith. We'll go right out to your phone calls. Forrest in Ohio, Henry in Illinois, O'Brien in Maryland, Reuben in New York, and Linda in Arkansas are all on the line and waiting to share some information with you, and we'll go to you as soon as possible. But first, let me tell you about this new special at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the Supercharge 2021 New Year's special. It's up to 60% off top-selling products. But here's the thing. Some of these products are in a limited supply. Supply chains are breaking down across the country. We have been lucky enough to receive a shipment of Pollen Block and Dr. Jones's Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste. But both of those are in a limited supply. So if you have ever wanted to try either one of these fantastic products, now is the time to do it, because they won't be on the shelves much longer. Regardless, they're still 25% off. You know, if we have a limited selection, we could charge full price and try to make that that selection last. But instead, we're just doing a whole blowout. It's 25% off. Get it now or it'll be gone. And again, these are incredible products. And, you know, we could substitute, I guess, some ingredients for cheaper or more easily attainable ingredients, but then the product suffers and we don't want to give you something that is not the highest quality. So it's a sort of a double-edged sword. We got to get the best ingredients because we want to get you the best products. But at the same time, that means some of them will be limited supply at certain times. So you got to take advantage of this sale now if you want to get some of these limited supply products, such as the Pollen Block, which is 25% off, and Dr. Jones's Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste, which is also 25% off. But there are other products that are now back in stock. They were out for a while. You may have missed them. You wanted them, but you couldn't get them. Well, now you can. It's the Super Male Vitality, the Survival Shield X2. Both of those are now back in stock. Some of our most popular products. We can hardly keep these on the shelves, but once again, we cut them in half. 50% off both of those amazing products, that Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2. You also get 50% off Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, and the Pure Turmeric Extract. And then there's also, on top of that, there's these packs that we have now. They're Energize packs, the Revitalize packs, the Energize and Revitalize packs. Those are 40% off for the Energize and Revitalize. If you get them both, it knocks it up to 60% off. And both those packs together, that six powerhouse formulas, Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, Ultra 12, and then the revitalized pack is Bodies, Vaso Beat, and Knockout. So, I mean, this is the creme de la creme. This is the cream of the crop. This is the best of the best, and you can get them all at a massive discount. So do your bulk buying today at InfoWarsStore.com. Help us stay on the air. Help us defeat the globalists as we wage this ever-exciting war for our freedom and for the sake of humanity as we try our hardest to shake off the shackles that are being fitted about our limbs. I think Henry may have hung up and then called back, but we'll go to Forrest in Ohio first. Thanks for calling in, Forrest. You want to talk about the stimulus bill? The floor is yours. You're on the air, Forrest.
How you doing, Harrison?
Quite well, thank you.
So, you know, I was just blown away when the stimulus stuff came out and all the money was going overseas. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I don't know why Americans wasn't storming the Capitol building and dragging them out by their hair. You know, it's insanity. Congress has failed us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. I mean, here in the middle of a pandemic, and, you know, you just try to think of it on a personal level. Like, if you had cancer and you had a fund to help you fight this cancer, and maybe you lost your job because you weren't healthy enough to do it. And so you've got to like pay your bills. You've got to pay your medical bills. You've got to take care of yourself and get the medicines that you need. And you have a fund set up to do this. And the person managing your fund is just siphoning off all of the money into their own interests. It's like, well, I just bought a Ferrari, so I got to pay that off. I just got a new mansion, so I got to pay that off. And they're using the money from your fund, your sickness fund, your cancer fund, your survival fund. They are siphoning that off for their own means to other people. And it's like, you're still suffering, you're still dying, but they're taking all your money. And as absurd as that would be on a singular level, just extrapolate that to 300 million people, and that's what we're dealing with. Yeah, people should be pissed off at this for us. I totally agree.
I mean, you know, why aren't Americans to the point to where it's America first, period? If you ain't for America first, you ain't getting voted in. If you ain't for America first and you are in office, you need to get voted out, period. It's time to put America first. These other countries that we're sending money to, the first chance they get, they'll slit our throat.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do for us? They don't do nothing for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing. It's other countries as well, you know, and this is sort of popped into my head, but, you know, we're giving, you know, something like $25,000 a day to Pakistan for their gender studies, right? That's what it comes out to. The millions of dollars that we're sending them is like a full year's salary a day going to Pakistan.
And the stimulus comes out to what, like $1.65 a day for Americans?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So yeah, $75 a month.
$1.65 a day and you can support a starving American.
Yeah, exactly. My God. No, it's totally absurd. And then we're still accepting refugees from these countries, the countries next to them. Are sending refugees to us while they could just go across the border into a place that we fully support with our money. I mean, it's utterly absurd. And then I pointed out yesterday that you have half the people like yourself, Forrest, who are going, hey, wait, I'm only getting $600. Well, my tax money, right? They're giving me $600 back of my money. But then they're sending billions of dollars overseas to other people. And that makes you mad, right? For us, like it's the fact that your money being sent out. But then on the other side, you have the socialist members of the Congress and elsewhere. All they care about is that $600 isn't enough. It's like, they don't care about the billions of dollars of aid because do they not understand, for us? It's like, that's your money. It's like, that money could go to us, but it's going to other people. And instead they're just like, no, keep sending that to other people. They think we should keep sending the foreign aid. We should keep supporting everybody else, but we should also be getting more money ourselves. And it's like, how do they not understand that that's where our money's going?
There should be no foreign aid, period, right now. All that money going overseas and everything should stay right here in the United States, and it should go to help American.
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous. What do you think the GOP's chances are in the next 2 to 4 years? I think they're going to get a major reckoning because of how they've handled this COVID relief bill in particular and everything else they've been involved in the last month or so.
Well, I tell you right now, I believe all their careers hinge on January 6th. I'll be in D.C. on the 6th. That's also my birthday, so be a great day. But I honestly believe that all of their careers are going to be hinging on January 6th. If they don't do the right thing, then they're gone.
Yeah, and you know what? We need to let them know that. We need to let them know because, you know, at the end of the day, these people are scumbags. They're selfish, and all they care about is their own personal power. And money plays into it, but mostly it's their power and their position. We need to let them know the only way you can guarantee that you're going to keep this power that you've been able to wrest away from the American people is if you go along with the American people and you serve the American people. And the way you do that is by supporting President Trump right now, and especially on January 6th. I think that's exactly the message they need to hear. Thank you so much for the call, Forrest. Excellent stuff. Let's go quickly to O'Brien in Maryland. Thanks for calling in, O'Brien. You're on the air.
Basically, what happened at Tennessee, because I got family there, too. I mean, the guy looks like he probably wasn't, like, a patsy or something. I mean, technically speaking, I mean, everybody's probably basically losing it. And as Jared Salente says, when everybody starts to lose everything, I mean, you can fill in the blank there. And basically, it could have been like he just said, I can't take this anymore, and decided to basically just say, you know what, screw it, and just blow himself up in RV.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely there's a lot of weirdness. There's some headlines coming out today about this guy, Anthony Quinn Warner. I'll get into that on the other side and continue with your bombings. But I agree, O'Brien. It's kind of like in this situation, it's like, well, maybe he just blew himself up. But, you know, obviously we need to look at alternative theories. We need to really investigate and clarify and figure out whether what the mainstream media and the official story, what they're telling us, is actually true. We need to look into that. We need to search out alternative explanations and not take everything on face value. But, hey, not everything is a false flag. But it's good to be suspicious, for sure, but not every time.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad, and the Turbo Force is good.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
We'll go out to your calls again very shortly. I want to read some of these headlines, more information that we're learning about this Nashville bombing that occurred on Christmas Day. Here's a headline from Breaking 911. Nashville bomber's girlfriend told police he was building bombs in his RV last year. The man police say is responsible for the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville was named in a police report in 2019, and the cops paid him a visit. Records show his girlfriend called Metro Police in August of 2019 and told responding officers that her boyfriend, Anthony Warner, was, quote, building bombs in the RV trailer at his residence. And apparently they passed this on to the hazardous device unit, who then contacted Warner and his attorney, and they basically refused to allow them to come on and inspect the scene. And since no crime had been committed, they couldn't get a warrant and didn't actually follow through with the inspection of the RV in his house. That's the story that we're hearing today. We're also hearing that the Nashville bomber sent a bizarre letter to the woman who he actually gave two houses to over the last year, detailing his holiday plans, in which he says he's going to spend a few weeks in the woods with his dogs. He transferred ownership of two homes to this woman whose last name is Swing in the years and months leading up to his death in the explosion. In the letter, Warner allegedly wrote, quote, the attic has plywood and lighting. Take a look. The basement is not normal. Take a look. Woof, woof, Julio. Okay, it's unclear what Warner was referencing. Interesting stuff. And I guess there's speculation that he was dating this woman's mother, so sort of a foster daughter situation he was giving houses to. Just a lot of strangeness, but here's the weirdest one yet. From the New York Post, Nashville bomber Anthony Quinn Warner reportedly believed in, quote, lizard people. Okay, authorities are looking into evidence that Nashville RV bomber Anthony Quinn Warner spent time hunting aliens and was interested in, quote, lizard people, ABC News reported. Law enforcement sources told the outlet that investigators found some of Warner's writings containing ramblings about various conspiracy theories. Some of the notes were reportedly about the lizard or reptilian conspiracy, the idea that shape-shifting lizards, creatures, take on human form and attempt at world domination. See, I may not know much about everything. I may not have a great memory for details. One thing I am particularly good at, I think, is reading BS when I see it, because just the little subtleties in the way these people talk, maybe it's just sort of a sixth sense you get when you read lies of the mainstream media all day, every day. They don't say anywhere in this that he believed in this conspiracy theory, that he hunted reptilians or lizard people, that he gave any credence to this, that he supported it or perpetuated it. That's not included. It's not about what they say. It's about what they leave out. So what they say is he reportedly had some notes about this conspiracy theory. Well, what does that mean? He just wrote down, like, P people believe lizards run the world. Like, that's a note about this conspiracy theory. But would they can frame it in a certain way that makes it seem like this guy believes in it or is acting on this belief. Well, that's an implication. And this is the way that the mainstream media works. They put it up to you. They make you fill in the blanks on your own, and they assume that, you know, with their sort of guiding, you'll believe, you know, at the end of, basically, how do you lie by telling the truth? That's their entire, agenda. That's what they do, that they are professionals at that. Lying by telling the truth. So the truth is, I guess, that there are some notes about the lizard or reptilian conspiracy, but what you get by reading this article is that this guy believed in it and he was hunting them and he was like totally crazy, but that's not what it says. So you just have to be able to read things in a particular way where you understand this is what they want me to believe, but here's the truth from the facts that they are able to deliver. Because they can't just lie outright. They have to tell the truth, but they have to do it in a certain way that leaves you with the perception of a lie at the end. It's incredible. Investigators are also reportedly probing whether Warner, a local IT expert, was motivated to target an AT&T building over fears of 5G cellular technology and his paranoid suspicions that it is killing people and being used to spy on Americans. Once again, where did he express this belief? It doesn't say here he believed 5G cellular technology was killing people and used to spy on Americans and said, you know, so I'm going to target AT&T. No, no. It's just saying investigators are allegedly probing whether this may have been something that he looked into. Again, it's just how you read it. There's really no information here. It's just like, okay, apparently he had notes that referenced a conspiracy theory. Therefore, conspiracy theory is bad. We have to, you know, send the FBI after InfoWars because, you know, some random dude did something crazy. I mean, this is just how it works, all right? It doesn't mention us or anything, but it's the whole sphere. It's the whole atmosphere of if you dare have any beliefs outside of the mainstream, you're possibly a danger to everyone and must be destroyed. That's the implication they're trying to put forward. That's the thought they want in your mind after you read this article, even though it doesn't actually say that verbatim. It's about critical reading. This is my critical theory. I'm critical of the mainstream media. All right, let's go now to the phone lines where we have Ruben in New York. Thanks for calling, Ruben. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Harris. How you doing?
Doing good. Thank you.
Good. Listen, let me explain something. You know when you look at the sun and you see the little particle, the dust particles?
Yeah.
Okay, now, it's not dust. It's bacteria. Space is full of bacteria. Okay, now, this is a reptilian thing, because if you're afraid of this so-called disease, it's going to get you.
It feeds on fear.
It feeds on fear, yes. There you go.
Well, there might be something to that, because the places that are most fearful of it are also the places that are being ravaged by it. California and New York have the most insane lockdowns and have the biggest numbers. In fact, it's funny that you bring that up. There was a map posted today, I believe in the AP. And it's saying, is your hospital overwhelmed? And they have, sort of a chart that goes from, 0% to 50% capacity of ICUs. And they have a map where you can check your county and see how many, free beds there are and what the occupation is. And you just have to look at this. California, totally dark red, like totally full, the ICU totally full. Where meanwhile, Florida, completely open, right? No restrictions whatsoever. It doesn't have a single dark red county in the entire place. It's all fairly open. So it's like, what conclusion can we draw from this? Well, the places that are open and not fearful of it are doing fine, apparently. The places that are obsessed with it and, finding it around every corner, well, it turns out they are at capacity and overly so. Very interesting stuff. Thanks for the call, Ruben. Let's go now to Linda in Arkansas. Thank you for calling and holding, Linda. You're on the air.
Do you have me?
I have you.
Yes. I'm an elderly lady, born and bred in USA. I love my country very, very much. And also, my dad served 25 years in the military and retired as master sergeant. My mother served a short time. I appreciate the country, the military people, our policemen, and everybody. And including y'all on InfoWars. I'm new to InfoWars, but y'all are doing a great job.
Well, thank you very much. I'm, you know, it's always nice to hear that we have new listeners. It's nice to hear that this word is actually getting out. Sometimes it feels like you're kind of preaching to the choir. It's like everybody out there knows so much of what I'm already talking about. It's so good to know that there's people that didn't know about us, that know about us now and are opening their minds. Linda, stay on the line because we got your introduction. We know who you are. We know you're a patriot and a wonderful lady. I want to hear what your opinion is on the other side. So don't hang up. We'll be right back after this short message to hear from Linda and her opinion on election and COVID.
Fight for Trump. On January 6th in Washington, D.C.
Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun.
It's 1776 time.
On November 14th, hundreds of thousands of American patriots gathered in the nation's capital to stop the biggest election steal in American history.
America is going under leftist martial law, and if the communist Chinese agent, Joe Biden, is able to get in there, he will put America under permanent lockdown siege until we're brought to our knees.
Hundreds of thousands returned to D.C. in December.
We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never back down to the satanic, pedophile, globalist New World Order.
January 6th, fight for Trump. D.C., be there.
We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps leave your house. Why? You got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. I'd like to remind you everything we do here on this program and everything at Infowars, from our shows to our political activism to our incredible documentaries and short films, it's all brought to you by you, the audience, the InfoWarriors out there, going to InfoWarsStore.com, making a purchase, buying one of our great products, whether it's a t-shirt, a hat, the supplements, a book, a DVD, survival gear, prepared food, water filters, whatever it is, it goes directly back into the fight. And we continue to create these great programs, spread this great truth, and give you a platform to express yourself. And with that, we go back to the calls. Linda in Arkansas, she's a patriot. She's a fine lady. She calls herself elderly, but I refuse to use that nomenclature. I think you're young at heart, Linda. Spirited, clearly. You say you are new to InfoWars, which is, again, great to hear, because it's great to hear that we're reaching more people than ever. Can I ask you, how did you discover InfoWars, or who showed it to you, or what brought you around, Linda?
Well, I'm just on a little inside TV antenna.
Okay, excellent.
And a lot of times my channels will go out because it's messing with them.
Mm.
And I was just flipping through the channels and found you.
That's great. You know, it's funny. A lot of people have told me that story as well. It's like, you know, I was up late one night flipping through the channels. You know, wherever I am, you're in Arkansas, which is great. We're getting out to Arkansas. There are people in Houston that are on a certain cable network, and they'll flip and see us and go, suddenly I was up all night watching InfoWars, and by the morning I was like a new person. I you know, my world had been blown apart. I don't know if that's your story, but I'm glad to hear that you're new to InfoWars and perhaps expanding your mind, or at the very least getting information that you didn't get anywhere else. So I'm very happy to hear that. You called in about the election and COVID-19. I'd love to hear what you have to say, Linda.
Well, I think the whole thing is just totally ridiculous. I am past infuriated, and if it's possible, way past angry over the whole deal.
Mm.
I hate what they're doing to our country.
It is infuriating, isn't it? I think a lot of people feel just like you do. In your own life, are you seeing this spirit expressed like with your friends and family, or you know, what's the spirit like there in Arkansas?
Well, I'm with a big church here, and I've got a very faithful pastor who he says they're not gonna let them lock him down. He'll go into a cave and hold church. We've been holding church best as we can. We even did parking lot church during lockdown.
Good. Better than nothing, right?
Let nobody stop him.
That's great. That's very good. That's very good to hear. And, yeah, you know, we talk about it all the time. Churches need to be in this fight because they're targeting churches. They want to destroy. They're burning down churches. I mean, Christianity is in the crosshairs right now. And, you know, I know the Orthodox.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And, I get frustrated with a lot of the sort of denominations here in America that are just perfectly happy to just throw the Bible out and, you know, replace it with these progressive values with no standing in church tradition or anything. Meanwhile, you have places like the Greek Orthodox Church where you have, you know, these bishops coming out and going, hey, this is the mark of the beast and we are not going to accept this, and telling their followers or their practitioners, their, you know, members of their church, saying, hey, don't fall. They're warning people about this. They're telling them this is the mark of the beast. This is a spiritual battle, and letting their flocks know, you know, the true danger that they're in. I'm sort of upset that there aren't more American churches who are aware of this. And it's, you're lucky that you have one that seems to be aware of what's going on and fighting back, Linda.
I love my church and pastor. My family's in Louisiana, and I've got a sister in Fayetteville here in Arkansas.
Mm.
But if it weren't for my pastor, youth pastor in church, I don't know where I'd be today.
Well, that's great. That's you know, such a source of strength, a great community and a great church. And God bless, and please keep sharing the word. And I'm so glad that you're joining us and calling in to share your perspective, Linda. Please do call back again if you have anything you'd like to share. but I got to move on because we got more callers and not a lot of time. Let's go to Stephen in Florida, the great state of Florida, which, as I understand, is wide open, like the pandemic doesn't even exist, and apparently doing fine. Hey, what do you know about that? Stephen in Florida, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Harrison. Hey, first of all, I wanted to say, if you've ever seen the old Jimmy Stewart movie, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, well, since you're going to be going for the 6th of January, I suggest that you make a documentary and call it Mr. Smith Goes to Washington Part 2. And that way you can document your outing there.
Do I have to talk like this the whole time? How does he talk? He has a really has a funny voice. If I hear it, I can mimic it. But yeah, maybe I'll talk like that. I'll wear a fedora and a hat, and we'll film everything in black and white. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and he, by the way, that movie's great because he went there to, you know, oppose the corruption that was in Washington, and he actually prevailed because it basically single-handed, and then people got behind him. But I called about the double whammy that we're facing with both the election fraud and then the scamdemic is what I've been calling it. Now, you know, if you look at everything that's been going on with the election fraud, and I want to say this, I'm seeing even a lot of patriot conservative type people, Trump supporters, getting very impatient. And they're saying, when's he going to move? When's he going to do something? Why isn't he invoking the Insurrection Act? Look, folks, do you think this man got where he got in business, first of all, let alone what he's done in the 4 years he's been in the White House? By sitting back and doing nothing and just cowering. And, you know, when we saw him out, for instance, after the election, the so-called election, playing golf, I'm going to tell you why he did that. He's wargaming, okay? He's a strategist. Trump is he's never going to give up, okay? He is not going to concede. And I guarantee you, with everything he's got in place, and let me say this, Harrison, I'm a Christian. I'm a saved man of Jesus Christ. And so I believe the Bible is the word of God. And because of that, in Daniel 4:17, God made it clear to the most powerful man in the world at that time, Nebuchadnezzar, that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. God put Donald Trump in the White House. And I believe there's two reasons why he put him there. Number one was to give America reprieve, because God is angry at this nation, especially for what we have done to children in and out of the womb, the abortion, the murder of them, the sex trafficking, and on and on and on, the brainwashing of them through the schools and the media and the entertainment industry. It's disgusting. But also to make Trump a lightning rod, to take the hits from all the evil that's been hiding in the shadows, to bring them out in the open. And this is the dual reason why I see that this man is there. And like Esther, he's come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I think it's Proverbs 21:1 says that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. So I'm confident God is leading Donald Trump and guiding him, and he's given him a bunch of tools. Flynn is back in after he pardoned him. The executive order he signed in 2018. I went through this the other day with Tom Papert when he was hosting the War Room. You know, and then Chris Miller replacing Esper, and then Ezra Cohen Watnick under him, and then all the special forces directly reporting to Miller, and then the 14th Amendment, and then the Insurrection Act. So trust me, folks, Trump is getting ready to pull the military trigger, coupled with Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. Sidney Powell, of course, Flynn's personal attorney, but she also has connections to the military. She's not just a civil lawyer.
Right.
Okay.
So, well, we're about to go to break here, Stephen, but I completely agree with you. Some fantastic biblical quotes there that I think we can all use a quick refresher on, just to be reminded God is, in fact, in control. And I have to agree with you because, and this is where I'm always sort of in the middle, where it's like every time I would get mad at Trump, you know, he'd bomb Syria and I'd be like, ah, he fell for it. This is awful. And then it would be great. It would be like, oh no, that was the right thing to do after all. So it's like, I have trouble being like, Trump's not doing anything, because every time I get that way, he proves me wrong. So I'm hoping he proves me wrong again and does something.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, technocracy, or technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right? Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Well, gosh, time flies when you're battling the globalists, doesn't it? It's already the final segment of today's edition of the American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. We have three more callers to get to: Henry in Illinois, Harry in Colorado, and Phil in New York, before we end the program. So, fellas, you got 2 minutes apiece. Please keep it short, and we'll get to everybody. So Henry in Illinois is our first contestant. Thanks for calling in, Henry. You want to talk about open the country. You're on the air.
Yes. Okay. This is what we need to do. First of all, everybody, the owner of business and private citizens, should call the White House and demand that Trump gets rid of the executive order, emergency order from March 13 of this year, to get rid of it. This way, it will take away the power of all the corrupt politicians. Number two, businesses need to start suing them on their Title 18 U.S. Code 242, just like Florida did to open up the state and all the restaurants. Number three, all the businesses that are enforcing the mask and all that, they're part of the problem. They become like the brown shirts like they did in Nazi Germany.
Mm.
Okay? We need to stop that. And you know who the biggest enemy is of this country?
Who's
who is the biggest? Is the Supreme Court and the Congress.
Mm.
And we're part of it because we're giving our money to our enemy. We don't demand the money that we pay in taxes serve us, not other countries, not the corrupt corporations. We need to make a movement. We need to do that 1776, just like our forefathers did. They wanted to put a 3% tax, they revolt against that. We pay in taxes and we get nothing in return.
Yeah, like you said, we're literally paying our enemies. We're literally taking Americans' money and sending it to people who hate America for the express purpose of destroying America. It's
exactly. And the corporations, we should stop getting rid of all the exemptions that they get, especially the airlines. They want money, but you can't fly unless you wear a mask. And one thing that I want to make a point, the EEOC does not have any authority to allow their employers to give you vaccinations. I called them yesterday and I asked them, who gave you the authority? You violated the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. They have no words for it.
Mm.
Because, and you can get them on the Title 18 U.S. Code, Section 242. People need to start reading the Constitution. Just like the book that I plugged in the other day, Saving the Constitution by Richard Proctor.
Mm.
People need to read that. It's simple. It gives you the tools. And instead of demanding the new congressmen and politicians to do their job, they work for us. We allow the government to have the power, and we can take it away from them. That's what's important, that every American citizen knows that we have the power, and we can abolish under the Constitution a corrupt and our government is punishing us because they're serving the foreign nations, the foreign, they're serving the corporations, not the American public.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Very good points as always, sir. That's Henry in Illinois. Always great information and very uplifting as well, and letting people know, you know, once again, it's like, if they want to force you to do it, make them force you to do it. Just don't make it easy on them. Don't do it yourself. And as he's pointing out, they're turning you into the Nazi brown shirts when you're the one out there enforcing these unlawful mask orders. Don't make it easy for them. Don't help them do it. If they want to force you to do something, make it hard for them. Make it difficult for them. Every little ripple in the stream, every little block in their way, creates that cascade effect where it blocks up the whole system. And I mean, if everybody just bows their head and goes along with what they say, they'll push that as far as they can go. But if every single person, every time they try to enforce some unlawful order, that person stands up and fights back, they're not going to have the energy to go on much longer. It's up to every single person to stand up for this stuff. Great call as always, Henry. Let's go now to Harry in Colorado. Insider info. Ooh, insider info, Harry. You got 2 minutes. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, Harrison. That's pretty funny. Harry in Colorado. It's actually, I'm Terry, and I'm on the Colorado River right across from Parker, Arizona. I'm in California.
Okay, so Harry in Colorado is actually Terry in California. Our call screener will be punished severely, yes. No.
Yeah. Anyway, it's great talking to you, but I should get some more time from you guys because I and maybe with you tomorrow or something, because I got about 10, 15 minutes of unbelievable information. Number one, I was in Hollywood, California on January 19th of this year, and I was with my cousin from Vegas. We just decided to take a trip out there. So we get out to Griffith Park, which is the main park in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and we get up the hill and I get into the park. And I start looking around and I go, what the Sam hell is going on around here? As Chinese were being unloaded off of buses, half with masks on and half not. And so I started taking pictures of them because it freaked me out. This is before anybody heard of the COVID. So then the next day I was down on Hollywood Boulevard following Chinese with Jesus signs around all around Hollywood Boulevard and so forth. And I started filming them. I went back home into Minnesota. Well, first I went to the Keys. We got kicked out of the Keys on March 24th, got back up to Minnesota around the 1st of April and was there at all the stuff you guys saw on TV. I was at the police precinct the day they burnt it down, the day after when they were still pouring water on it, when people were spitting on the National Guard.
Mm.
I was at the Frank Lloyd Memorial. People were trying to harass me because I was flying my drone around. call me white privilege, male dickhead, and all that other stuff. And now I've been filming for the last 3 weeks all over L.A., San Francisco, Bohemian Grove, and Silicon Valley.
Oh, my God. It sounds like you're a busy man everywhere that the action's happening. Is there a, do you have a YouTube channel or somewhere that people can see this footage? Do you upload it anywhere?
I'm being pulled around on a string by God, and I can tell you I have proof of that. It's beyond belief, the miracles that happen to me every day. But I flew my drone right up the windows of the Los Angeles Police Department. I flew it inside the Hollywood Bowl, inside the Rose Bowl. These are inaccessible areas. I went to the Chinatown in L.A. and the Chinatown in San Francisco, and I hung around every tech giant in Silicon Valley, including Apple, Google, Facebook, Instagram, which is part of Facebook.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, Terry, I don't have much time, so I got to get to Phil. I promised I would. Is there somewhere we can find this, or can you call back tomorrow and elaborate on this more?
Yeah, I would like to call back and elaborate more because I have some unbelievable information about who's going in and out of these corporate headquarters and Chinatowns, the difference between the L.A. and San Francisco Chinatowns.
All right, very interesting. Well, I look forward to hearing that. Please do call back tomorrow morning to American Journal. I'd love to give you a little bit more time, but we got 3 minutes left in the show, and I got to move on to Phil in New York. So thank you for the call, Terry. Look forward to hearing more about it tomorrow. Let's go to Phil in New York. I'm sorry you only got about 2 minutes left, Phil, but you've got a comment on the rapture. Go ahead, sir.
That's okay, Harrison. We're fighting good fight here. Thank God for the free speech, and thank God for all the other info warriors out there supporting the last free speech outlet that we have for good news. Yes, I believe Jesus is still walking amongst us. I believe he's alive amongst every one of us for the last 40 years, maybe even 40 plus years. He lives in every free human who loves God. His own teaching said he is our brother, God's son, and is the same as all of us. God created us in his image, and God is the selfish one that we need to be worshiping, God and only God. More importantly, I've been listening to callers and once a month go shopping. No. We need to stop funding China altogether. Stop going to the Walmarts and the big box stores altogether. Never shop there again. Find the USA places that are funded by USA money. We are all in the same boat as InfoWars, trying to demand changes from the same system like we always do. We are the people. We are always using the same system. We need to stop all that. Stop going to the China-funded organizations. If you own land, pay your land tax. If you own a business, stop paying state taxes. Stop demanding taxes from people and stop taxing your employees. If we cut off their source of money, these politicians wouldn't be able to steal our money to begin with. We need to start electing officials who are going to be citizens and don't take a paycheck. If they don't take a paycheck, then they're obviously good-hearted people that want to change the system and not looking for just a handout from the taxpayers. It's all of our money. We need to be talking to the police and letting the police know they're in the same boat we are. We can take back our state capitals because the state capitals are the buildings just as much of the police departments as they are the citizens of the that are being controlled by these governors.
Absolutely, sir. You know, I can feel your spirit coming through. Again, I wish we had more time. Please do call back tomorrow. The phone lines are still full, and I apologize I can't get to everybody, but I thank you so much for calling in and giving your opinion and your perspective. It's always so amazing. Just to emphasize what our friend Phil there was saying, China will end this year as the only major country in the world to see its economy grow rather than shrink. China is the only country on planet Earth that has benefited financially from this disease and the lockdowns that ensued. That should give you a big pause when you think about where this came from and what the consequences have been. Also, maybe tomorrow I'll find some choice Jesus quotes about tax collectors. We'll tie it all together.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs.
It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your pollen block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products and it funds the InfoWar. So get your pollen block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And pollen block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.